How Text Messaging May Improve Language Skills. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Researchers from Coventry University in the UK studied 88 children between the ages of 10 and 12 to help understand the impact of text messaging on their language skills. They found that the use of text messaging shortcuts, like using GR8 for the word great, could be helping children read better. The study is published in the British Journal of Developmental Psychology. Lead author Beverly Plester says textisms do not appear to have any negative effect on spelling or language development. I asked her why.
An awful lot of text abbreviations are phonological or phonetic in nature. And so in order to play with the sounds of language, you have to be very aware of the sounds of language. Phonological awareness is a skill that has long been associated with skill in reading. We also know that the more experience kids have with written language, the better they are at literacy. And what we have with texting is children using written language to communicate voluntarily, and they're having fun with it. And things we enjoy doing, we get better at.
I guess what some folks worry about is the danger of conflating formal language with the much less formal textisms, as you call that, and that eventually as kids communicate more and more in this sort of short, stylized way, the distinctions between that and proper, in quotes, language will blur.
What we have tried to do is collect instances where children have used this informal text register language in schoolwork, and we almost never find any. I've done some focus groups with some 10, 11-year-olds, and I ask them, do you ever use text language in your schoolwork? And they look at me as if I'm crazy. They say, we don't do that. We want to look smart in school. I've been trying to collect mistakes like that from my own students because a lot of them use a lot of text language, and they don't make very many mistakes like that either. I have yet to find one in an essay that's been submitted to me.
An Oxford neuroscientist made news this week when she told a London newspaper that electronic communication technologies like instant messaging and texting and social networks risk causing attention problems in young people. She's quoted this way, "My fear is that these technologies are infantilizing the brain into the state of small children who are attracted by buzzing noises and bright lights, who have a small attention span and who live for the moment." I'm just curious what you think of that school of thought.
I know where she's coming from. I know what she's trying to get at, and that is that when we read on the internet, for example, we tend to skim and read quickly and click on hyperlinks, and you can go anywhere in a short time, and it tends not to encourage deep thinking. We don't know what's happening to children in that sense. We know only that it hasn't damaged the English that they use.
Beverly Plester is a psychology researcher at Coventry University in the UK. Her study seems to contradict earlier research completed in Ireland, which found that teenagers are becoming reliant on short sentences and simple tenses and have a limited vocabulary as a result of text messaging. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.